U.S. wine producers are among those likely to be affected by the growing tension with China over trade. China says it'll respond to U.S. tariffs with additional tariffs on American goods, among them a 15% tax on U.S. wine imports to the country. Those tariffs may ultimately get scrapped if the two countries can work out their differences, but at least one vineyard in California is already feeling the effects. Chinese importers have told Wente Family Estates to put a shipment of 5,000 cases of wine on hold. Charisse Jones of USA Today has been looking into this and joins us now. Hi, Charisse.
Hi.
So China already puts a 14% tariff on U.S. wines that it imports. So this would add another 15%. If it does, it sounds pretty onerous.
Yeah, it could be really significant. I mean, it could basically price out U.S. wines in the China market, and that's one of the fastest growing wine markets in the world. So other countries can kind of fill that space. You know, their bottles will be cheaper, and it could deprive a major industry in this country of a prime destination. So it could really do some damage.
Well, tariffs aren't in effect just yet. There is a chance, of course, that one or both sides will back down or they'll reach some kind of an agreement. But we mentioned this one vineyard that's already feeling the strain because of the threat of the tariffs alone. What are the other direct and indirect effects on the industry?
You know, it's just a lot of uncertainty, right? I mean, there were 5,000 cases of this wine that were ready to go from Wente to China. And the importers there basically said, we don't want it right now because they don't know what's going to happen. If the tariff really does come to pass, the bottles might be so expensive that they don't sell. And another concern is that this is going to hurt the reputation of American products with the Chinese consumer. You know, out of a sense of loyalty to the government, they may not want U.S. goods. So it just kind of puts the entire industry in limbo.
And you said the U.S. or that China is a growing market for wine. How about for American wine?
Oh, it's exploding there. Sales have gone up 450% over the last decade. It's become the fifth biggest importer of U.S. wines. Consumption of imported wine has gone up 2.5 times. So you just got this incredibly large population that, you know, now has disposable income. And just like they want the watch or the smartphone or the upgraded car to show that they're successful, a nice bottle of Chardonnay from California also makes them feel really good. And so it's just it's a market that's really got a lot of possibility.
There are a lot of wine-growing regions in the world, of course. If China buys less wine from California or from the U.S. in general, can it just get it from elsewhere?
Absolutely. And that's what's worrying wine growers here. You mean, you've got Chile, Australia, New Zealand, the country of Georgia. And they also don't have as many barriers. I mean, they've got a lot of free trade agreements with China. Australia's going to have a free trade agreement with it as of next year. So there won't be any tariff on the wine. So they already have that advantage. And wine growers are really worried here that if they lose their space in the market, it's going to be hard to get it back.
It would be hard to get it back because they couldn't find other markets for California or America. American wines?
Well, you know, they've already got a big presence in the EU and in Canada. Those markets are kind of saturated. And we just have to remember there are 1 billion people in China who are just discovering their love of wine. And so that's not a market you want to displace. And it's hard to replicate.
Thank you. Charisse Jones of USA Today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.